evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
It is I, Emily.
Hello, Emily.
It is so good to sit amongst women who have their own free will. You remember that I am trying to help women become free.
Yes.
I have to tell you that it is a long, slow process.
Yes, I can imagine.
But as you can imagine, each woman that we save from any wrongdoing gladdens us to the extent that it drives us on, drives us to continue with this very good work.
Very good work.
My hats are not always appropriate, though, but still I need to wear them, because it has become like an emblem for me.
Yes.
You are all very subdued this evening.
We're just interested in what's being given to us.
Yeah, I think we hear in the media that strides are being made. In the efforts to to free women in their daily lives, and then you hear other stories that puts four footsteps back, as it were.
Yes, it is an uphill struggle.
Yes.
I will not deny.
Mm-hmm.
It is just as well I am here in spirit and not with you, or else it would seem never ending.
Yes,
but. Yeah. We are never disheartened. There are always good people that we can use in the same way as we use you for many other things.
There's always hope.
There is always hope, my dear. Always hope.
Well, good progress has been made with women in Saudi Arabia. They're becoming more free.
Yes, you must look at your world as a whole. Although I mainly stay in one country.
India, don't
you? Yes, that is correct.
Mm.
Everywhere in your world there is help available. And although you speak of times of governments which are corrupt, even this is improving.
Yes.
Although you may not always feel that way.
Mm. Yeah, we've been told, as Salimit said to us last week, our teacher, that we're on the right pathway. The planet is on its right pathway. So we take that's everything good.
Yes.
That will come. We're working towards.
Yes, the socialist parties are doing quite well here for representing women.
Yes. Anyone who represents freedom for anyone is doing a very good job.
Yeah.
Yes. I would encourage it wholeheartedly. Yes. Of course I would. But, as I say, I am among free women with freedom of speech. Which, of course, as you know, was most important to me.
We're very privileged,
yes.
I think, to be born this time into a society. But on the whole,
we have progress, even though we can't always see it.
No.
Yes.
In such a short space of time.
Yes.
The last 100 years, especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed, you are people of an age where you are able to help others. 200 years ago of your time, it would not have been possible.
No, to do this, we'd have been accused of witchcraft even 200 years ago.
Well, yes, you may have been well heated up.
I think one of us, weren't we told that one of us was actually burnt at the stake?
Were you?
Yes. yes, but we don't want to know who.
Well, I wouldn't mind knowing. If it's me, you can tell me.
Oh, well.
You know,
I will have to arrange when I go back that they come and let you know. Yes. I'm sure you probably have all been witches at some point in your lives.
Yes. I've been called one a few times. Not always in a nice way.
So where, you're very busy at the moment, are you?
Yes, I am always working for the betterment, not only of women. I have been involved sometimes with children.
Children, yes. Yes. So that obviously is where the education lies, isn't it? It's with the younger generation.
Yes.
To impress them.
They have to be impressed to make changes, but they need the opportunity to do so.
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Which comes from education.
Yes.
And being educated.
Yes.
Yes. It amazes me, though, that from India come such marvellous doctors who are females. Are those mostly the females that are born into, shall we say, more wealthy, educated families?
Mainly their caste is important in a country such as India. But today even there are women of lower caste who are making it into these professions, if you like.
Remind me, what is the lowest? That they're called, are they deity? There's a word for people who
are the darkest skinned ones.
Who in India have no rights at all. Even
no, the lowest caste have no rights.
Not even the men?
No. It is a very caste-like society. And yes, if you have money and wealth, then you will survive quite easily.
So that if you're born of that caste, they can't actually step over. They have to stay within.
They can, as they attain older age, go into some type of profession, but it means a lot of luck, a lot of help, and it is not easy.
No.
But it can happen, and it will happen.
It will happen, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have had great pleasure in coming to talk with you again.
Oh, pleasure's been ours.
Yes. And,
I think I keep saying your hat. Is it made of felt, and has it got quite a big brim?
It has, and I have a magnificent little feather.
I've seen the feather.
You know what it reminded me of when I first saw it? It reminded me of Dick Whittington's cap when there's some cartoon or some plaything where he's actually wearing a hat, and that's got a feather in it as well. So, yes.
I see. You compare me to a cat.
No, not at all. But it was that particular hat that I thought, oh, that looks like Dick Whittington's hat.
I would recommend a feather to you all.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. In fact, why should we not leave one for you all?
Oh, thank you.
That would be nice.
Yes.
White feathers.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure Eileen would like a white feather because this is the one you're using. Because some time ago, somebody was going to send her a feather, and then she gave them the money, and they never sent it. So. I'm sure she would like a white one.
I'm sure she would. I shall see what I can do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank all of you.
Thank you,
for listening. And perhaps it will not be too long before I can return again and update you on our work.
Thank you. You're always welcome.
Keep up the good work.
I just wish I could be rid of the pride I have in my hats. It doesn't seem to have disappeared yet.
Well, it's not doing anyone any harm, is it?
It isn't, is it?
And if you enjoy wearing them, that's.
I do. It's almost become like a trademark.
Trademark, yes.
Yeah.
It's a recognition.
If you're happy, then that's the main thing.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, but you do not want too much pride.
No, no. I wasn't picking up pride with anybody else, not at all. No. I think it was a recognition thing more than pride.
Yes.
Trademark.
Well, I really must go because Joe is calling me.
Okay.
Oh, he is so bossy.
But very nice.
Yeah.
But very nice.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my dear friend.
Thank you.